With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.
On Monday, the Clarksville City Council will continue to discuss a legal service quote to prepare policy handbooks and will continue to discuss the fire hydrants in town. The Clarksville City Council meets on Monday at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced appointments to boards and commissions, including 7 members to the Iowa State Board of Health. Those 7 seats were needed to be filled after the board did not have enough members to meet. The Iowa State Board of Health is made up of private individuals, including medical and public health professionals, and advises the Iowa Department of Health. 2 of the 7 appointments are from the Radio on the Go broadcast area. They are Sandra McGrath, who is a director of Environmental Health Services in Wright County, and Chelsea Schluger, the Hancock County Director of Community Health. The Iowa State Patrol is looking for a repeat performance or better in the 8th Annual American Association of State Troopers Best Looking Cruiser Contest. The public is encouraged to cast their vote for the Iowa State Patrol Cruiser through this Tuesday, that's August 3rd. The top 12 states receiving votes in the contest will have their photo included in the latest edition of the 2022 AAST Cruiser Calendar. Proceeds of calendar sales will benefit the American Association of State Troopers Foundations, which provides educational scholarships to dependents of member troopers. 1 vote may be cast from each electronic device. Votes are being collected through Tuesday at 11 a.m., and they're through a free SurveyMonkey link. For more information, you can visit dps.iowa.gov. That is dps.iowa.gov. The Iowa Pork Producers Conquer the Iowa Tenderloin Trail 2.0 is underway. This quote-unquote most delicious trail in Iowa encourages the public to visit at least 10 restaurants listed on the Iowa Pork Producers website, and you can receive a stamp on your passport when you order a tenderloin at any of the restaurants on the trail. One of the restaurants on the trail includes the Stumble Inn of Bradford. You can download and print the official passport on the Iowa Pork Producers website. You can also pick one up at the Iowa Pork Producers Association in Clive or at any restaurant along the trail. If you earn 10 stamps within 24 months, you'll receive a I Conquered the Iowa Tenderloin Trail 2.0 t-shirt. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra has gotten language included in a House ag bill for wildfires and hurricanes that would also cover the 2020 derecho-related losses.
I am very pleased to see the committee come together and working on this bipartisan legislation for our farmers and our producers. I am also very pleased to see the legislation includes provisions which qualify production losses caused by high winds and derechos.
Feenstra has been pushing for several months to get the derecho coverage after the August 10th derecho of 2020 caused the loss of 850,000 acres of crops.
This was the most costly thunderstorm in U.S. history, costing about $7.5 billion. I am very pleased that our committee is continuing these efforts to ensure that Iowa farmers and farmers across the country receive disaster relief they need to offset these massive losses by these events.
Randy Feenstra is a Republican congressman from Hull. Another Democrat intends to seek their party's U.S. Senate nomination and the chance to challenge Republican incumbent Chuck Grassley in 2022. Minden City Councilman Glenn Hurst is a physician who also chairs the party's rural caucus. Hurst says Democrats can win over rural voters.
They want to be able to buy groceries in their town. They want to be able to have good, stable jobs and live in safe communities. And we have to give people the opportunity to do that. We have to tell them we value a rural lifestyle and we're willing to fight for it.
Hurst, who specializes in general and family medicine, works in Minden and 2 other clinics in western Iowa. He says healthcare access is a key issue.
I stand firmly on the belief that to save our rural communities, we are going to have to invest in Medicare for all. That is the solution for rural Iowa. That, along with other components such as supporting our labor movement.
former Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids and former Crawford County Supervisor Dave Mulbauer are also planning to run in the Democratic primary. Grassley has said he'll announce this fall if he plans to run for an eighth term. This from the Associated Press, a 23-year-old man has been charged in the death of a Lake Park woman in December. Justice Bernstein is charged with the first-degree murder in the death of 25-year-old Angel Bassman. He was arrested Thursday at the Fort Dodge Correctional Facility, and his bond is set at $1 million. 26-year-old Allison Decker was charged earlier this week with first-degree murder in Bassman's death. Bassman's body was found December 22nd at her home, and authorities have not said how she died. A 24-year-old Muscatine man has been sentenced to life in prison without parole for the shooting death of his girlfriend. During sentencing on Friday, David J.S. Hatfield also was ordered to pay $150,000 in restitution to the estate of 18-year-old Caitlin Palmer. Hatfield was convicted of first-degree murder in June. KWQC reports an arrest affidavit says Hatfield called police on October 16th of 2019 and said Palmer had tried to commit suicide by shooting herself at the Salisbury Recreation Center. The affidavit says Hatfield later admitted to shooting Palmer. A California law taking effect January 1st could make pork harder to find and more expensive. Voters in 2018 overwhelmingly approved the law, which requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves. National veal and egg producers are optimistic that they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. Unless the courts intervene or the state temporarily allows non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose much of its pork supply. Groups have long been pushing for more humane treatment of farm animals, but the California rules could be a rare case of consumers clearly paying a price for their benefits, for their beliefs, excuse me. As we take a look now at the Radio On The Go weather forecast again, the high yesterday 83, the low 58, and the current temperature 59 degrees at the Radio On The Go studios in Hampton. For today, you can expect a sunny sky, haze continuing throughout the day, a high in the upper 70s. Winds will be out of the north 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear with an overnight low dipping down into the mid 50s once again. Northeast winds near 10 miles per hour, shifting to the southeast after midnight. For tomorrow on your Monday, sunny skies, a high in the upper 70s. And for Monday night, mostly clear, a low in the mid 50s. With your Radio On The Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.